Welcome to One World, One Future, the Bite-Sized Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Nevison, and we highlight changemakers around the world who are making a difference in their community. Hi everyone, welcome back to the podcast. I am super excited for today's interview because we have joining with us, Arsh Paul.
Hi.
How are you today? I'm super excited to be getting to talk to you.
Yeah, me too. Thanks for having me here.
I am so excited you're here. And could you tell the audience a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so my name is Arsh. I am 12 years old, and I'm from Dubuque, Iowa. I am in sixth grade, and when I was little, I was finding different hobbies that I could get into, and I found out about doing art. So that is how I started doing art, and selling my art and donating.
Awesome. That is so awesome. And I have to say, audience, if you haven't seen his work, it is 100% beautiful, amazing. I'm blown away by it. And he's only 12. I cannot wait to see what the work he does when he gets older. It is so incredible. So could you tell the audience what you create through Art by Arsh?
So I paint different paintings, and I sell them in art shows, art exhibits, and I've sold them in my school, different libraries and restaurants, and then with the money that I collect from selling my paintings, I donate to different charities.
Could you tell us about those charities? How do you decide who to donate to? Which organizations do you donate that money to?
So far I have donated to St. Jude, Easter Seals, the Riverview Center, Make-A-Wish Foundation, and Compass to Care. And I have donated altogether $15,000.
Wow, that is incredible. Round of applause. Wow, audience, you can't see it, but we're doing it over here. That is amazing. Wow, congratulations. That is awesome. So do you only use paint to draw, or do you use other mediums as well?
So I only do paint when I'm doing my artwork, but I like to draw and sketch. That's just one of my other hobbies.
That is awesome. That's so cool. So which one out of all the mediums, even though you only use paint for your art pieces, do you have a specific piece of medium that you like better?
I just like acrylic paint because that's what I'm used to. But before I did acrylic painting, when I was little before, I did watercolors, and I liked those, and I got better and better. And then for my 8th birthday, that is when I started painting, 2018. My mom got me art supplies, and then that's how I basically started painting.
That's so awesome. So how long have you been creating art? Since 2018, or you been doing it since before?
Since 2018, mainly since 2018. So I've been doing it for about 4 years now.
Wow, that's awesome. That's amazing. Congratulations. That is
Thank
so
you.
Awesome.
Thanks.
So since we are in the beginning of 2022, do you have any goals that you want to accomplish this year?
Because I am a board member in different organizations, I want to do my job there as an art advisor, and to do good deeds, to be kind, and to donate more.
That is awesome. So could you tell us about the Three Wishes for Ruby's Residence and your job as an art advisor?
So at Three Wishes for Ruby Residence, I'm an art advisor, and I basically just tell them how I can incorporate art in different nursing homes around the country for the good.
That is awesome. And could you tell the audience about the Good Deeds organization you're involved with?
So the Good Deeds organization is called the Lukumi Foundation, and it teaches kids around the world to do good deeds and to be kind.
That is awesome. And you?
They have a Good Deed Day where me and my brother participated, and we collected items for nursing home residents, and we donated it to a local nursing home. And we also collected handmade cards to donate to St. Jude.
That is incredible. That's awesome. So out of all the work you've done with Art by Arsh, the Three Wishes for Ruby's Residence, and the Lukumi Foundation, do you have a favorite memory from either one of those that you'd love to share with the audience?
The Good Deed Day, when I donated the items because all of the residents there were smiling. And then just doing one simple thing can make somebody smile, which makes me really happy. So, and I have also had my recent 12th birthday at a nursing home that my mom works in. So, I celebrated all January birthdays, including me, and they were very happy.
That's awesome. And happy belated birthday. That is always in a magical, special day for everyone. Mm-hmm. And thank you for sharing that memory. And that's kind of a perfect segue into my next favorite question that I ask on every single episode. And that question is, if you only had 10 minutes to change the world and volunteer, what exactly would you do?
I would put together a group and we could do something just something simple to help somebody out in their day or just to make somebody smile.
I love that. That is such an amazing idea. I love that. And now another question that I actually have for you, and the audience asked this as well, which we will get into audience questions very shortly, but how can someone help through Art by Arsh?
You can help support me by buying my paintings online. Because that is the biggest challenge for me with selling my art is selling them online. It's because when you see the picture online, it's not like showing the justice of the art, like the full value. So that's my biggest challenge. And you can find me on Instagram and Facebook on Art by Arsh, ArtByArsh, no spaces.
And always, like audience, those will be linked in the description. So make sure to go check out those links so you can go follow him on Instagram, go check out his Facebook. And is there a website that you are selling your artwork through so we can also have that down in the description?
No, not quite right now, but you can just contact me, like, or text me on Instagram or my Gmail, which is artbyarsh@gmail.com. I'm not sure, but I'll send you the information.
Awesome. Well, that all will be linked in the description. And this is a perfect time for us to switch over into our lovely audience questions. And we got a lot of them, I have to say. So we're going to give some extra time for them because we got a great amount of questions. And I think you have awesome answers for all of them. The first question our audience asks is, do you have any tips for painting and drawing in general?
So my number one tip for drawing and painting is to be patient and not to rush through, because the more patient you are, the more better your painting will turn out. And the more you spend time on a painting or drawing, then the more better it'll turn out, and to just practice every day.
I love that. And the audience asked, how would you suggest practicing?
To do it at least for 15 minutes every day and do something new, like try something new, new techniques, and that might, help you get better and better.
I love that. Thank you for sharing those. That's awesome. And I definitely know I'm going to steal some of those tips and go practice my art as well, because I need to grow a little bit in my art drawings on actual canvas and not on digital design, which actually... ask another audience question, surprisingly. Have you ever drawn digitally, or is it all on a canvas?
It's all on a canvas. I've basically never drawn digitally. I don't really know how to, but since I started off with doing it on canvas, that's how I'm used to. So that's what I usually do it on.
That's awesome. I love that. And then the last question the audience asked, and that we didn't only get four, we got lots more. We had a whole bunch that you already answered, and I did steal some for myself, not to be completely transparent with all of y'all, but I did steal them because I wanted to ask them to you. And the last question I have for you for the audience section is, do you have a favorite piece of art that you've ever made that you'd like to share with the audience?
So one of my favorite pieces of art that I've made is a peacock painting, because my biggest inspiration is nature and animals. I absolutely love wildlife. So And a peacock is a very, like, peaceful bird, and they're very beautiful. So that's, I've drawn a few, but, like, one painting is, it's like a mixed media painting where there is jewels and texture, and it looks very beautiful. So that's one of my favorite paintings.
That's awesome. And that actually, I have a question for you that I'd love to know. How do you get the different types of mediums on the painting, like the jewels and all that, that aren't truly paint?
So, it basically, depending on, like, when I'm starting a painting, I first choose what I want to draw. Then, like, if I want to draw it abstract or mixed media or just, like, normally, or, like, how it looks. So if I did it mixed media, I would maybe add some texture, some jewels, some, like, maybe some paper, because mixed media is just, putting, like, real-life things onto the painting and adding, like, some depth to it. And so I basically just use glue for the jewels and the other things that I need to put on. And then the texture I put on with a palette knife. And I would, like, do a few strokes and maybe, like, dab it a few times. And then that would add different, like, texture. So it might be bumpy or sharp. You know, it's different stuff, and it's texture is, like, very fun because you can just feel it, and it feels super fun and super weird.
That's cool. So which one out of all the mixed medias that you've created, which one's your favorite to use?
I like doing like mixed media with like texture, because I like how it pops out and it just looks really cool.
That's awesome. And that actually wraps up all the questions I have for you. Now we go into the speed round. Dun, dun, dun. But the speed round, just kind of going to explain it for all the audience and explain it for you, because I didn't really explain it before we got start interviewing. You have 30 seconds on the timer, and I have a list of 30 questions. And your goal is to beat 12 questions. If you beat 12 questions answered in those 30 seconds, you get bragging rights for the end of time, for the rest of time, as long as you want, until your record is beat. So no pressure, but I bet you're going to do awesome. And I always like to ask, how many questions do you think you're going to get?
Hopefully at least 10.
I think you're going to do at least 10. I think you're going to be great at this. Are you ready for the speed round?
Yep, ready when you are.
Awesome. Okay, so I'm going to start the timer in 3, 2, 1. Favorite color?
Green.
Favorite animal?
Wolf.
Favorite sports team?
Chicago Bulls.
Favorite food?
Pizza.
Favorite vacation place?
Tennessee.
Favorite memory of 2021?
Staying home indoors.
Favorite holiday?
Halloween.
Favorite word?
Kind.
Favorite movie?
Home Alone.
Favorite book?
Harry Potter.
Favorite subject in school?
Math.
Favorite most used emoji?
The poop emoji.
Favorite sandwich?
Turkey sandwich.
You just beat the record of 13 questions.
Oh.
You just beat the record. That is amazing. Audience, we have not had someone break the record in a good few months. So awesome job. That is awesome. And I am marking your record down. So my next interview has to be your time. Congratulations. Round of applause. You did awesome. You answered those questions fastest that I've ever heard. So round of applause. That was awesome. And that wraps up the podcast. And the last question I have for you is there anything else that you'd like to share with us before we let you go?
I teach, one more thing that I want to add is I teach painting lessons at my mom's work, which is at a nursing home. So the residents there, enjoy it a lot. Like, and they always look forward to me, and they're always amazed by, like, how such a young kid can show off his talent, and it's very good that I'm teaching them painting lessons, because sometimes I have, like they have limited activities to do, so they and they're very happy once I choose, like, a painting that's so easy for them and not too hard, because some of them have, like, disabilities, so it might be hard for them, so something easy and nice and something that can make them smile.
I love that. Well, that was awesome. I love talking to you so much. I'm so glad we got to do this podcast, and I get to share all the amazing work you're doing at only 12 years old. Like, audience, I cannot wait to see what he does when he gets a little older and see how much his art improves, even though it's, like, perfect already.
Thank you.
So beautiful. Like I said earlier, audience, all the links for the Instagram and the Facebook will be down in the description. Make sure to go follow, go like his Facebook, go check out that artwork. It is one of a kind. It's beautiful. You need to go check it out. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. I think that covers everything, audience, and I will see you all next week. Do you want to give the audience a nice, warm goodbye before we end off recording?
Thank you for listening to the podcast, and see you later.
Thank you for closing that off, and you heard it here. Bye, everyone! Once again, I'm your host, Ashley Nevison, on One World, One Future, the Bite Size Podcast. And thank you for listening to today's episode. Be sure to follow us on Instagram to know what's happening next.